Troy Coverdell again in place of Brandon Peoples this morning on In Focus. Thanks for making us a part of your morning here on News Radio KMAN. See, one of the great things about sitting in for Brandon here at varying times is that I've been able to talk about all this good stuff that's coming back as we keep talking about a return to normalcy. And one of the things that is out there, the return of swimming in the city of Manhattan. Molly Mayberry with the city of Manhattan Parks and Rec joins us now. And it's just, again, another case of being able to do more this summer. And that return to normalcy is something I know the city and Parks and Rec especially have been enjoying of late.
Yes, sir, for sure. And thank you for having me. We've got two out of our three swimming pools opening this summer, City Park and Northview Water Parks, and those will be open to the public Saturday, May 29th, beginning at 1 p.m. So we're really excited about that.
You brought up the fact that it's two of the three.
Yes,
this year, Seco Park will be offline.
Correct.
Because of?
Well, various issues. Staffing issues was our main thing. It's a rebuilding year. We rely heavily on return staff. And because last summer we spent a summer without pools, without lifeguards. So we had to start from the ground up, really. And then also just swimming pools and the cost of running them. It just made more fiscal sense to open two this summer rather than three.
Which means that people need to be prepared, though, with City Park and Northview as the opportunities to take part, but it means that there may be some traffic at times.
Possibly. I'm not sure what that's going to look like, to be honest with you, but I think we're going to see pretty full pools this summer. We've already had several people order their passes. Yeah, everyone's excited. And the hours for those vary a little differently. So City Park will be open daily from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then Northview will be open daily from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then this year, City Park will have Twilight Swim from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. daily at half-priced admissions.
If someone is interested in getting passes, how do they go about that?
Yes. So all of those passes are on sale online on our website. Those can be found at www.mhkprd.com/register. And we've got aquatics classes, aerobics, and also the season passes can be found there.
Aquatics classes are
like swimming lessons.
Right. But you've also got other versions of aquatic lessons there as well, don't you? Classes,
I
should say.
So, I am not in charge of aquatics, so you're really testing my knowledge right now.
Okay.
Sydney Baker is our head of aquatics, and she is very, very busy this week getting ready for opening Saturday, so she asked me to step in.
Okay, my apologies.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
One of the things that is intriguing, though, is as someone who just returned to the community, as we discuss pools, it's more water park. And both cases, Northview and City Park, are much more well-rounded than just what the old pools used to be for,
right, say,
when we were growing up.
Yeah, it's more than just a square pool and a diving board, that's for sure.
So folks will want to make sure that they are prepared for a day of fun when they get
exactly out
there. The opportunity to rent Northview, I know, is something that that people like to take advantage of. That is something that will be occurring as well again this summer.
Yes, sir. And you can also rent Northview online. And that is for 1.5 hours, $200 to rent Northview for birthday parties or family reunions or whatever you need to rent it for.
That's big because still able to do that, even with the fact that we'll see the increase probably in traffic both at Northview and at City Park. Let's turn our attention to something else. Arts in the Park. You've got concerts coming up.
I am actually very knowledgeable about this because I've been working on this. So I'm excited to talk about this. Thrilled about the lineup this year. Arts in the Park is going to take place every Friday night at the Larry Norville Band Shelter in City Park, beginning at 8 p.m., and it'll last till about 10 p.m. And it starts on June 4th. And the group we've got coming on June 4th is Brothers of Brass out of Colorado. And if you Google them, you can see some of their stuff on YouTube. They're very cool. And then the 11th, we've got Derek Calvin and the All-Nighters, followed by the next weekend is the June 18th. And that will also be the Juneteenth celebration. We've got Julian Bond and Javel Rohn performing that night. And then we're going to end June with the Departure Band from Topeka. And then July is also exciting. We've got a comedic magician on one of the Fridays. We've also got an improv troupe to end us out. And we've got three other cool musical numbers in between. So it's going to be a really fun summer.
Again, a case of getting back to being able to do events and a return to something that draws exceptionally well, especially right. with the way that the Norvell Band Shell is set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know the exact number of people that can be seated there, but there's plenty of space for lawn chairs as well. So it usually is pretty full. And I'm expecting it to be really full this summer since we missed a whole summer season last year without concerts. And I know myself, I'm really anxious to get back out there and start seeing some performances. So we're excited to have it again.
And it's nice to have it for Fridays, especially because it gives everybody something to shoot for at the end of the week and be able to enjoy.
Correct. Yep. I think we're going to have some really talented groups this year. So I'm excited about it.
You brought up Juneteenth, and that's going to be a big event. I know Parks and Rec wide and city wide with the Douglas Activity Center having the unveiling of the mural at the new Activity Center there, among other things that will be going on. That Friday concert, how is that intended to kick off the Juneteenth weekend?
You know, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I think that is the opening thing for the weekend, because I think the following morning is a 5K run walk ending at the Douglas Center, followed by a barbecue and the unveiling of the mural, as you said. And I had a sneak peek at the mural, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be so excited about it. But yeah, so Javel Rohn and Julian Vaughn are going to be kicking off that celebration at Arts in the Park.
One of the aspects I always enjoy about Arts in the Park events like this, they're varied. It's not just one brand of music or entertainment
right.
that and everybody's participating in.
Absolutely. And this year we've really tried to not just, I mean, music is great, but having an improv troupe out of Kansas City come. We've got the comedian slash magician, and then every music concert that we have is a different genre. So really there's something for everyone. And also new things to try if you're not sure if you like brass music. Well, you know, Brothers of Brass is going to be excellent.
How do you go about putting together a schedule like this, especially when it's a return to schedule, if you will?
Sure. So we had actually several artists lined up for our 2020 summer season. So we reached back out to them, because we had to cancel, obviously. So we have a few returners that were already signed up that year. We were trying to keep it somewhat local. So we reached out to local artists. And then through reaching out to those artists, they also were able to give us other leads of artists that might be interested. We look up videos on YouTube, do a lot of Googling. So yeah, it's actually a really fun process. To get to just watch YouTube videos and listen to music and see kind of what might be fun for Manhattan.
Word of mouth really plays a big role as folks
absolutely.
That are in the various entertainment areas will help you out like that.
Right. We have one of our coworkers. He is a musician, a local musician and artist. So he was very helpful in the process of finding local artists, especially.
As you look towards this summer and just everything that is going on, because we mentioned already that the pools will be opening, the water parks will be opening, Arts mm-hmm. in the Park, just so many things that are on the schedule this summer. How different is it than a summer ago in the office right now?
Well, very, very different. It's more normal. I can't speak for all of our staff, but a handful of us were helping the Parks Department last summer. We were painting, staining benches, helping with whatever they needed in the parks. I helped at the Discovery Center for their adventure camps last summer that were limited. This year, I think they're opening up to more kids. We didn't have Little Apple Day Camp last summer like we do every summer, so we're happy to have that back. I think our Little Apple paddle that takes place got canceled. It's happening again. Yeah, so we're very excited. We didn't have arts classes. Arts and crafts classes are coming back. It's all very exciting.
See, all of these things that are on the schedule, and folks may look at that and go, well, their calendar just blew up, so they're going to be stressed. Not at all. This is what you guys like to do.
This is what we're used to. Exactly. So this is actually, for me, more fun than staining park benches.
Molly, thank you very much. Appreciate the check-in from Parks and Rec. And again, we remind folks that the pools and water parks open.
Correct.
They will
open this Saturday.
Oh, hard to believe it, but that's where we are. Very good. Molly, thank you very much.
Thanks, Troy. I appreciate it.
Again, Molly Mayberry with Parks and Rec in Manhattan, as there are all kinds of events that are on the calendar this summer, and it's a great thing to see again. When we come back, we get to talk Memorial Day weekend a little, as we talk with the commander of the VFW Post locally, Dan Watkins. That is In Focus continues in a moment on KMAN.